Welcome back to the Social Change Podcast. I'm your host, Stuart Blake. Today, we have a message from our very own Dean Tom Gregoire. Have a listen.
Welcome back, or welcome for the first time, to the 2017-2018 academic year at the College of Social Work. We're excited to have you back. We love these beginnings. Every year we start over, and we're happy to be starting over with you as part of our community. This is a good time to think about, what do I want to get done this year? What's important to me? What matters to me this year? And so I have a couple of suggestions as you make your list of that. The first is to congratulate yourself on the decision you made to be part of the social work community. You're among a group that, in society, that maybe isn't as big as it should be yet, that wakes up every day and thinks about somebody else before you think about yourself. We don't have enough of that in society today to care about other people, to think about how I might do something for somebody else. That makes you really special in my mind. And as I often say at the orientations, I want to congratulate you on behalf of all the people who don't know you yet, but who are going to have a better life because you're showing up. The other thing I want to encourage in an academic year, in an academic environment, is to value not knowing. If we had another problem in our society today, it's too many people are too certain. And frankly, my greatest capacity to be harmful to other people is when I'm absolutely certain. Don't knowing is really powerful. Don't be afraid of not knowing. Not knowing means anything's possible. Once you know, once you're certain, there's no other options. So there's a time to be certain and move decisively, but being a student, being a helpful worker, being in an uncertain time is to really value not knowing and seeing not knowing as a real opportunity, learning to relax with it. So congratulating yourself on your commitment to service to others and seeing not knowing as an awesome opportunity instead of something to be afraid of, that's my advice to you as a student. I'm going to try to do that too. There's a lot of uncertainty in our society right now, isn't there? A lot of very vulnerable people are at risk based on decisions that get made by our leaders. And regardless of what happens, I'm going to try to be there for those folks. I'm going to try to be there with a level of uncertainty and create, because that's where creativity comes from. I'm not going to forget our values and the strong commitment we make to justice as a profession. And here's something else we need in society that I'm going to try to bring, and I hope that you do too. I'm going to try to listen more than I talk. We're not doing a good job of listening to each other right now. We're digging in on our certainty and not being curious about what other people have to say. So I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to learn about why people think a particular way, how else I could see this, what it means to react to other people. And those are going to be my commitments for this year. I'm going to be curious. I'm going to be uncertain. And I'm going to do all of that in this kind of ground of not forgetting what my values are and why I decided to be a social worker. So it's been a long time since I was a student, but I always think about it. Every year this is a reminder of when I first became a student and what mattered to me. And I remember looking through syllabi and thinking at first, I don't know any of this stuff. I'm not sure how to do this. Am I really up to this stuff? And a little bit of that doubt. And I'm not sure some doubt that's grounded in confidence, if that makes any sense, is wrong either, because having a little bit of uncertainty means a willingness to explore. But I would remind all of you that if you have a moment during the year when you're not so sure that you're up to this work, just remember that we are. I don't know if people still put cool notes on their refrigerator. When I got accepted to my master's program, I think I pasted the note on the refrigerator for a few days. But what it wound up doing for me is I would read it every once in a while and realize that even if I was uncertain, they were certain. They knew that I was up to this. And we sent you a letter that communicated our confidence in you. We've been at this for 100 years, selecting students to go out and make a difference in the world. We're really good at it. There's 14,000 alumni waiting for you to be one of them. We have living alumni in every state and 22 countries, and you're going to be joining that group in a little bit. So if you have that moment around along the way of having a little doubt, pull that letter out, or just remember that we selected you A lot of people didn't get those letters. You got one because you're up to it. So have a great year this year. Let us know how we can help you. My favorite things to do around here are spend time with students. So if I can be helpful to you, send me a note. Come and see me. Everybody who chose to work at the College of Social Work did so because they want to make a difference in the world and they want to make it through you. Let us help us do that for you. And congratulations on being a social worker. Have a great year.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Please don't forget to visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and via the web at csw.osu.edu. Until next time, this is the Social Change Podcast. Brought to you by the College of Social Work.